Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Hey. And speak in his language tonight. We're not afraid of recording in tongues. We're not ashamed to speak the language of angels.
My ears have heard My God, in my
Emmanuel.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We welcome each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We praise you, Almighty God. We magnify you. We bless your holy name, O God. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. Jesus, 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 we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we got so much to say thank you for. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If I had millions and trillions and quadrillions of those, it is not enough. Hallelujah, to say thank you. Thank you for your unlimited blessing today. Thank you for your unlimited blessing yesterday. Thank you, Lord, for your unlimited blessings tomorrow. You are the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We bless your holy name. We honor you, mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Almighty God, King of kings, Almighty God, Lord of lords, Almighty God, Alpha and Omega, we bless your name. You are all that we need, oh God. You are our everything. You are our lifeline. So we bless you and we thank you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Father God, forgive us of sin of omission and commission, all that we have to you. Oh God, be merciful unto us. Forgive us, Lord. We repent. We repent, oh God, truly repent. But things we have done in thoughts, in words, in deeds, Lord, be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Father, have mercy upon our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our children. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our spouses. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our siblings. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, mercy, mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us, O God. We have sinned, we have fallen short of your glory. You said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh God, we do not take your grace for granted. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit continue to guide us and lead us and convict us when we fall and teach us. We pray for more understanding, more revelation, so that we can stay in the lane with you, so that we can walk with you, so that we can commune with you, so that we can grow our intimate relationship with you. Lord, it's all about you. It is all about doing your will, oh God. We want to stay in your will. We want to stay in your Father. We ask you for mercy, 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 oh God, in the name of Jesus. Uproot negative things from in our lives. Uproot negative habits in the name of Jesus, oh God. Things that are not pleasing to you, take it away, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind every negative habit in the name of Jesus. We bind everything. What we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Oh, Father God, we bind name of Jesus. We uproot sickness in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of infirmity. We uproot it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we release your healing virtues. We release wholeness in the name of Jesus. By the strength of Jesus, we are healed. We lose healing, oh God. We lose good health, oh God. We lose righteousness, oh God. We lose, oh God, generation of blessings in the name of Jesus. Release, oh God, the spirit of obedience. Release good habits that are pleasing to you, oh God. Father God, take away our hearts of stone and give us hearts of flesh. Let us be like trees planted by the rivers of water that produce fruit in its season. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let your living water flow over us, oh God. Let it rain your shower, your glorious blessings upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Water all the dry places of our lives. Water the dry places of our children and our grandchildren's lives. Water the dry places of our spouses' lives. Water the dry places of this ministry in the name of Jesus. Water the dry places of our siblings and our nieces and our nephews' lives. Oh, God, we want that water from heaven, oh, God. So, Father God, that every seed that you have implanted in us, oh God, will germinate and produce fruit. That fruit that will remain, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Release the blood of Jesus to wash away our sins. Release the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We shook our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We shook our environment in the blood of Jesus. We shook our homes in the blood of Jesus. We shook every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies, our physical bodies, in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus make us whole. Oh, God, let the blood of Jesus regulate our body systems, oh, God. The blood of Jesus regulate us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus regulates the thyroid. The blood of Jesus put our bodies, our physical bodies, into alignment with the holy word of God. The way God has made our bodies in the name of Jesus before sin entered. When Jesus said, it is finished, it is finished. Jesus paid the price, hallelujah, through the shedding of his blood. Without the shedding of his blood, there is no remission of sin. So, Father God, by us we are set free. By your stripes, we are healed. By your stripes, we are made whole. In the name of Jesus, you took our diseases. You took our sicknesses. You took our pain. You took our disappointment. Lord, you took it all on the cross, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and you set us free. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you give us sound mind, good health and body. You replace all the generation of curses with generation of blessings. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Father God, we pray, oh God, that you exchange the natural for the supernatural, that we can walk by your spirit, walk by your spirit in faith and not in fear. We uproot fear, oh God, and we plant faith, oh God. We uproot anxiety, and we plant that peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We come against incident and accident. In the name of Jesus, we come against incident. We come against accident. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every plan of the enemy against our lives, against our destinies. In the name of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives and destiny. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you from in our lives. The Lord rebuke you from in our homes. The Lord rebuke you from in our families. The Lord rebuke you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus, who the Son has set free, is free indeed. Father God, we cover transportation with the blood of Jesus, highways with the blood of Jesus, as we go back and forth to work, as we drive our cars, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we walk in our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come against every form of incident and accident, and we superimpose, oh God, hallelujah, safety. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let your holy angels be around us. Let your holy angels be divine escort for us. In the name of Jesus, we shook every transportation in the blood of Jesus. We shook personal cars in the blood of Jesus. We shook public transportation in the blood of Jesus. We shook the planes therein in the blood of Jesus. Father, we do not only pray for ourselves. We pray for our children as they go back and forth to work, as they go back and forth to the store in the name of Jesus, or wherever they're going in their cars, our children, our grandchildren, as they go back and forth on the school buses. We pray, oh God, for our nieces, our nephews, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our siblings, in the name of Jesus, their spouses, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our spouses, our husbands, and our wives, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our household. Oh, God, we cancel. Oh, God, every assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. We speak Psalm 91 over each and every one in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we cover everyone with the blood of Jesus, their families, their children, with the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We cover our children's homes with the blood of Jesus. We cover our grandchildren with the blood of Jesus. We cancel every work of darkness in the name of Jesus and superimpose under the plans of Almighty God will prevail. In the name of Jesus, when God is for us, who can be against us? Father God, thank you for guiding us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for saving us from the clutches of the enemy. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for healing. Thank you for wholeness, oh God. Thank you for being a wall of fire around us and the glory within. Father, we bless you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Give ear to our words, O Lord. Consider our meditations. Hearken on to the voice of our cry, our King and our God. For unto thee will we pray, our voice that I hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will we direct our prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for us who will come into thy house, in the multitude of thy mercy, in thy fear will we worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness. Because of my enemies, make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouths. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sculpture. They slander with their tongue. Destroy thy them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, but they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee, for thou wilt bless the righteous with favor. Will thou compass him as with a shield in the name of Jesus? Preserve us, O God, for indeed do we put our trust. For our soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee, but to the sins that are in the earth, and to the excellence in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied, their hasting after another God, that drinks offerings of blood that I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my dominion, my lot. The lies have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. But thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will I suffer thy holy one to see corruption. Thou shalt show me the path of life in thy presence, as fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. In the name of Jesus, the heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. The line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them have he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuits under the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, also sweeter than honey and honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? As from secret faults, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over us. Then we shall be upright, and we shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress. In him will we trust. Surely, he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall we trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come near thee, only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all thy ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our feet against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall we trample on the feet. Because we have set our love upon the Lord, therefore he will deliver us. He will set us on high because we have known his name. We shall call upon him and he will answer. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor us with long life. He satisfy us and show us his salvation. And then we will end with Psalm 145. We will extol thee, O God, our King. We will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee and I will praise thy name forever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. We'll speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. We will declare thy greatness. Hallelujah. It shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious, patient, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. And his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of thy glory, of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. The kingdom, thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth through all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and riches of all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love. All the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Yeah, let these just be our prayers, these psalms this morning. Unto you belongs glory, honor, and power. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet, sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day through Jesus.